Throughout the year, we have many commemorations and feasts of saints, and of course, as I tell you all the time, there are many saints that we commemorate today, many more that are recent to us, and that perhaps would be more important or of curiosity to us. But on this day, we celebrated, according to the Roman calendar, the feast of the two brothers, Saints Protus and Hyacinth. Of course, Hyacinth, in case you don't remember, is the same name as Jacinto in Spanish. Saint Jacinto of Fatima is named after Saint Hyacinth, most likely Saint Hyacinth of Krakow, whom we recently celebrated. He, in turn, was named after this Saint Hyacinth. Now, interesting enough, these two were brothers from the East, and they had come to Rome to do the thing that people come to Rome to do, to make a pilgrimage to the tombs of the apostles, especially Saints Peter and Paul, but all the other saints in the meantime, and they were in the 3rd century. They were martyred around the year 262. And what's interesting about them, they were converted Christians. They were not originally Christians. And they were eunuchs. Eunuchs are men whose parts are cut off so that they cannot be a danger to the empress or their mistress, whoever that is. So the man of the house makes sure that they're not interested in them. And of course, our Lord speaks of this. This is not allowed any longer, though it was practiced in the church to provide sopranos for the Sistine Chapel choir onto the reign of St. Pius X, that recently. And all these, they're boys that were trained, and they were cut off for them, because that way their hormones would not go and change their voice. So they had beautiful, beautiful voices. You know, when I was a child, I was a soprano, but mine were not cut off. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. A priest has to have all the parts that belong to a man. He has to be a man. That's why women cannot be ordained. So anyway, they were eunuchs, and they consecrated everything to God that had been consecrated to the pagan gods before. And in the year 262, when they came to Rome on pilgrimage, they were caught. And this time, as they confessed their faith, and they were in the service of Blessed Eugenia. And she's the one who converted them to Catholicism. And then, under the emperors Valerian and Gallienus, their head was chopped off this time. And they became great martyrs for the church. Now, of course, if we didn't have this feast, none of us would ever have heard of them, because there are literally millions of saints. And so today we commemorate the saints that we do, St. Protus and Hyacinth, martyrs for Christ. And of course, tomorrow we will speak more about the thing that is on a lot of people's minds today. I will not go there. Every time I went at the news on for 5 minutes and that came up, I shut it off. I don't want to hear about it anymore, especially since it is the fault of those who are running this country, who provoked those people, who are very easily provoked. And they, one of them is already dead, they will pay heavily to God for all the millions, not 2,000 whatever, all the millions of lives that they have cost this country and other countries since 1990. So tomorrow we will speak about it, because tomorrow is the feast of the Holy Name of Mary, which was made a feast by Blessed Innocent XI, one of the greatest popes, who for whatever reason has not been canonized. I guess he's not enough in line with those who rule the church today, but he died in the 1600s, so there's no reason why he should not be a saint. Blessed Innocent XI. And he is buried right as you enter St. Peter to the right of the door. So today, tomorrow, we will celebrate the feast of Our Lady, the Holy Name of Mary. And we will have much to say about all of these things tomorrow. In the meantime, today, we celebrate St. Protus and Saint Hyacinth, and we ask them to give us the strength and the courage not only to die for Christ, that can be very quick, but to live for Christ. And that, of course, was what the message of the epistle yesterday was: live in the Spirit. You say you believe in the Spirit. Well, then live in the Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.